again, we come now. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind if I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name. Thank God you're never alone. Thank God for our male coach. Sometimes Jesus will make you feel like you're alone. Well, you can keep on calling on him sometimes. Because we call on him every time, he really don't answer our prayer in so many ways, but he still answers. The main thing, I have somebody I can depend on. That means you never alone. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Glory to his holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, who need nothing, number 94. God, who need nothing. Need nothing. My brothers and my sisters, God is good to all of us. All of us. You may not have everything you want, but he's good to you. He promised never to leave you, nor forsake us. Sometimes some of us can't stand a lot of stuff anyway. He knows what to give us and what not to give us. Some of us will stop speaking to others. So we still good? Either way he go, he's still good. Yes, Lord. Open your Bible, if you will, to Matthew 7:15. The scripture we have read, because where we at in these times, I'm led to say something about this on my subject and what I'm talking about. Matthew 7:15, and we're going to jump to 20, to the 23rd verse. The 15th verse said, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are rather than wolves." And he didn't leave us blind. He shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns, of figs, of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupted tree bringeth forth evil fruit. It's a devil out here. And I know some of you may think that I'm on this so long, I got a reason. And you need to know the God that I know then. He don't deal like we deal. And when a preacher start preaching, he really not to preach himself. And if he started preaching what he want to preach, he not sent by God. Always remember that. When you find, I'm not telling you to be able to judging folks, but what you see and what you just know and see. But when he started preaching what he want to preach, when he want to preach it, just about he not of God. False preachers everywhere. We don't talk about them enough. I'm not telling you down preachers, but just what the devil got going for him. I promise you. And every local church is not Jesus preachers. That's what we got to understand. And this what hurting the church. This what hurting the church. When they begin to look over God's word and preach what they want to preach, take up preaching, 9 times out of 10 they've never been called by God. I don't find this out since I've been a preacher. The Lord will make you say things you wouldn't intend to say. He'll make you say things that you will ordinarily say. But you've never been a preacher, some of you. And I find out it's always best, I mean super best, to obey God rather than to obey a voice or to obey what people want to hear. I found that out. You got somebody back you up when you preach what Jesus said preach. And false preachers everywhere. We in the last days, and Jesus talk about the last days, things that gonna happen in the last days. And they are happening right now. And my brothers and sisters, the church of Jesus Christ is America's only hope to survive in these last and evil days. Some of us may not be paying no attention, but you better keep your eyes on Jesus and on America. Notice the Church of Christ. The reason she can't help the world is because she getting worldly. She getting worldly. That's the reason she can't help the world, because she getting worldly herself. Worldly. We supposed to lift up one name and don't put nothing in the place of Jesus Christ. But notice I said church folks. Oh, that much there. Folks who go to church claim they know the Lord, but yet still they more worldly than the folks in the world. That's mean they can't help the world. This the problem with the church. They can't help the world because they run with the world. I know I'm on target. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, you may not understand why. Everybody say why. I am on this subject, this theme so long, about the Church of Christ and the last days in America. May not. Most of you don't really fully understand. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, really, really, I don't fully understand it myself. But all I know, I've got to tell you what thus saith the Lord. I know that. I know that. I've got to tell you what he said. Not what happening in the world, but what he said happening in the world. Not how we see it, but what God does say. I really don't fully understand it myself. God of mine. And you got to understand when things are not going well in the world, and right now they're not going well. And I already done told you what will happen to America. You can see it head that way. And I ask for folks to pray for me. I tell folks to pray for me. And when you pray for your pastor, God will lift him up. I said, when you pray, I'm talking about real saints of God. Number one, you got to have confidence in your prayer, pastor. If you don't have confidence in a pastor, you don't need to be at that church. I ain't never played preaching. Never played preaching. You got to meet the God I met. You must have met a different God. I never played preaching. God is nothing to play with. He put you on things, and you don't understand. God Almighty. That man told, pray for me. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, when you read and study your Bible, God told his prophets and his preachers many things that they didn't fully understand, but they believed it, and they've done what he said. We may not understand everything, but you got to meet him for yourself to know it. Oh. You. Oh, boy. Some of you preach about know what I'm talking about. Huh? God make you say something you ain't kidding to say. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, as time come to a close, I can see now some of the things that God told me that will happen to America. I can see it now. God knows I see it. I can see it coming now. I'm still saying it, she is sinking in sin. Even folk who not spiritual minded can see that. And I know somebody who's been called by God, you can see it coming. We done went too far to back up. Have you ever got to a place where you're finna make a step and ain't got nothing to step on? It done got to that point. Now watch. Just keep living. That's all I'm gonna tell you. American is sinking. We think we raising sand, but we are what? Sinking. Lord Almighty. And she don't even see it. The church ought to see it. What God already said gonna happen, it gonna happen. That's his holy name. But we think we raised in sin. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, as time come to a close, again, we can see what happening to America. Preachers, we got to stand on God's word. Church, we got to stand on God's word. We got to stand on his word. We got to stand on the truth. Regardless of what the world said or what the world may be doing, we got to stand on the truth. We don't back up off the truth. Heart of mine. I don't care who don't like it. God will make a snake give you something to eat. Trust God. You got to forget about man sometime and trust God. God can do anything, but he just can't fail. And Bible talk about these last days, and we can see them plain as day. If the spirit mind it, what happening to America? God Almighty, she's sinking. I ain't trying to discourage nobody. You better get yourself some Jesus if you don't have him. She's sinking. She's sinking because of the church. That's where the problem is. See, the problem is in the church. The church is not doing her job. If the church were doing her job, God would lift the man up back up again. But they sinking and don't even see themselves sinking. Honor. Oh, no. I don't want the crazy preacher got to tell you. Because I know what he done told me. Or happen in these land in evil days. Because it is so many false preachers and pastors that compromise God's word. The way Matthew talked about it, they are hungry. They are starving for souls. It's the enemy out there wants your soul. He wanted so bad, he'll slop at it. He wanted so bad, he'll almost pay you for his soul. For your soul. He's starving. He's hungry for souls. Matthew called them ravening wolves. Slopping at it. They want your soul just that bad. I thought off saying the devil wants your soul and Jesus wants your soul. Both of them have come. The devil got preachers. The devil got preachers. Jesus got preachers. The devil got saints. The devil got... No, he ain't got no saints. He made me that now. The devil got the ancients. And again, Jesus got the saints. All that going on in the world. The ancients and the saints. They in every church. And where you go? That's being a preacher, the pastor got to tell the truth. The devil don't like it, hit the road, Jack. He got to tell the truth. God Almighty. That's the problem in these last days. The Bible talk about how many false preachers, false pastors coming on and leading folks astray. And you see Americans sinking. Trump said he's going to bring it back again. He ain't going to bring this back no more. God's going to do something that nobody else can do. God Almighty. The church is the only hope for America. And she don't got worldly. And the way the Bible talks, the church don't got so worldly. There ain't no hope for America. Now just watch. I may be in heaven now, but just watch. God Almighty is coming. They don't want the word of God. God Almighty. There's so many false preachers compromising God's word. I say they compromise God's word and being deceived by the devil. And you got to watch what the Bible says. We're not watching the Bible. We just watch the thing on TV, but good watch on TV. But see what God said. Amen. Yeah. about these last days. God got me in the last days. I see why he want me to stay on it so long. Because we're seeing it happening every day of our life. And we think we're raised in sin. Let me tell y'all this. I don't care who they put in the White House. Somebody already said something about that. I don't care who they, if they don't put Jesus in there, can't do but go down. The problem is not the one in the White House. The problem is the church leaving Jesus. That's the problem.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It's your time.
Don't you put your hope in the White House. You better put your hope in Jesus. And this was one of the most strange election that I ever saw in our life. Since I've been here, never saw nothing like this. Never. And I've been here a pretty good while. Strange. Strange. God Almighty. Knocked everybody off their feet. Because God in control. If he don't want nothing, he won't give you nothing. I said, if he don't want nothing, he won't give you nothing. Leaving the law in these last days. So many false preachers there in churches now. Out on the street now. Lead folks astray. God Almighty. Lead folks. Paul, let's pray for Paul. Bless his heart. Rewind, read for me, please, brother. How about reading Galatians 6, 1, 6 through 10? Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name.
I marvel.
Marvel. Surprise.
That ye are so soon removed from him.
God
that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
He said, I'm surprised. How I told you all about the law, what Paul was saying. This quick, you have allowed doubt and false preachers and false pastors mess you up. It's not but one true gospel. A lot of gospel, but not the one true gospel. The devil got a gospel too, because Jesus said he was here. But not the one true gospel, and Jesus Christ is the foundation of that gospel. He is the gospel. God Almighty, how soon? I just told you about him. And now here's somebody coming in. Time somebody get saved. You got to watch the devil. He'll bring doubts in your mind. That same thing happening right now. That we keep on, I tell folks, keep on claiming Jesus. Keep on believing Jesus. Keep on confessing Jesus. Let the word take root down in your heart. Because the devil want to jig it out. God Almighty. Read on.
Which is not another.
Not another.
But there be some that trouble you.
God Almighty.
And would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Changing the gospel. Always want to come change. And right now, you're talking about changing gospel. You don't know what the gospel is if you never met Jesus before. In these last days, everybody got their own gospel now. Everybody got their own little thing now. Ba, 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 ba. 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody got, and one true gospel, that's Jesus Christ. If Jesus not the foundation, you got a false doctrine.
Yes, right.
He the foundation of truth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. God Almighty.
Thank you.
Changing everything now. God, I can't understand it. And I do understand it. How the devil come change folks' mind.
Yeah.
Here's somebody looking at the Bible.
Yeah.
Saying what is right.
Yes.
Looking right at it.
Yes.
And then let the devil come change your mind. I can't understand that the same mind life. And I do understand it. In other words, 9 times out of 10, you may be a little baby in Christ. Or you never been born again in the first place. Change it. It's changing. Every day changing. You've got to stick with the word, church. You've got to stick with what Jesus done said.
Right.
Not what men come up with new stuff. Forget about that new stuff. Stick with the Bible.
Yes,
the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. They're changing everything. Let me know. I'll go on. I'll go on the fuller.
Oh, yes,
read on, man.
But though we
listen,
or an angel from heaven,
God Almighty,
preach any other gospel unto you than that which we preached, or we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
Let him be damned of all he's saying. Now watch this. Now, a preacher who preached the truth, and you honor that preacher, you ought to stick with that preacher. I don't care what you hear out yonder. I don't care what you hear across the street or up yonder. Come on. You've got to stick with the Bible. If he's coming from the Bible, stick with the Bible. Don't let folk change your mind. I don't care where he come from. I came out of heaven. I can do miracles. You better stick. If you're going against this, you talking to a devil. If he go against the word of God, if she go against the word of God, you talking to a devil. I just don't know no better.
Yes, sir.
You stick with the truth.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Come with another gospel. Let them be a curse. Oh, God Almighty. You can tell him go on to hell. So then where you going? That's not dogmatic. Old folks are hell in the Bible. That's right. Yeah, oh, boy. Your soul is nothing to play with. We can play all we want. Your soul is nothing to play with. Think about it now. Just think about it. Sometimes preachers don't say nothing about him. Enough about him. Think if you go to hell. Think. If you go to hell, you have to stay forever. Just talk about it.
Yeah.
You there forever, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Take your time.
Forever. Forever. And ever. There in hell. Ain't no comfort nowhere. That means I put so much emphasis on Jesus in his word because God holding me responsible to have told you.
Amen.
To have told you the truth. God Almighty. I know, well, you never been there. See, no, I sure never. But boy, I promise you, I'm going to heaven. Hey, y'all have heard them old folks say, I got my ticket. I got my ticket. And church folks got to notice in these last days, these are the last days, and you see it coming to a close.
Yes, sir.
You can't depend on America.
Amen.
Uh-uh. You got your hope in the wrong place.
Right.
She's sinking.
Yes, sir.
Watch. Watch what's going to happen. If you can't see it, you better study the word of God and get spiritual minded. Right now, it ain't no hope for America because she all done turned her back on Jesus. Why, Brother Walk? Because of the church not doing her job. That's the only hope for America is the church of Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. Bless his holy name. Read on, Paul. Okay, go on, Reverend.
As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
Read, I'm taking time on that. I can't understand to save my life. You can read your own Bible. a real King James or whatever. And you can read that Bible, and you can read against what Paul's saying right there, and then see what God done said, and still you'll believe somebody on the street. I can't understand that to save my life. Why you let somebody come lead you astray?
Right.
And when you already got the truth,
right.
If they bring any other gospel,
That's right.
Let him go out the cuff, and all what? Let him be damned.
Yes,
sir. You ought to look him in the eye. If you go against what God done said, and he kind of keep on persuading you, y'all tell him, I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus, because that's who's talking to you. I said, that's who's talking to you, a devil. If he don't come from this Bible, and they smart too, boy. They know how to break that stuff to get you messed up. But somebody who knows Jesus, oh, brother, you better get away from here, bro. I'm through with you. You'll tell them in a minute because I know you're going in left field. And in these last days, God got me on these last days, I promise you. What's going to happen in these last days, and you see it wide open. I mean wide open. You better try to, if you're not saved, you better get yourself saved. Because America finna sink. Keep on saying that. She finna sink. Because she's leaving Jesus. And the part about leaving Jesus is the church in America. They the one leaving Jesus. That's his holy name. I'm keep on telling y'all, you don't believe it? It's the Laodicea church. We represent that church. Read it. Go home and read it. Oh. We leave in Jesus. Every day of our life. You see them? What? Worldliness. Worldly. God Almighty. Worldly. God Almighty. Read, Paul. I miss it. Read, Wine.
Or do I now persuade men, or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ.
If he's not the servant of Christ, he's the servant of who? The devil. Persuade me. Who are you trying to lift up? Men of God. If I seek to please men, I don't belong to God. And we got so many in the pulpit doing that. They try to please the big shots, the little shots, all other kind of shots. No, you please Jesus Christ. God can't get his shots. Please Jesus. Not men. Oh, nobody want to hear, especially if they're worldly, they don't want to hear nothing about this Bible.
All right.
Uh-uh. Don't hear nothing about the Bible.
Yeah.
You want to hear little short stories and Daniel and Lion Den and Paul?
Yeah.
But them days, in a sense, over.
Yes, sir.
That means Paul done made it.
Yes, sir.
We got to do what Paul done.
Yeah. All right.
Got to talk about us now. I found out, see, this the gospel up to date.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear that gospel up to date.
Yeah.
Talk about us. We want to keep us in the background and say some of what's going on y'all on y'all, what happened years ago. What happened now? Well, Robert Walker, why you talk about it? Because Jesus talks about it.
Yeah.
Jesus talks about us.
Yeah.
I said, Jesus talked about us in the last days. We are in these last days. Oh. And we're trying to please men. Trying to make folk lack us. If they don't love them, they ain't love them anyway. You can't make a devil love you. If you're trying to please men, you don't belong to Jesus Christ, preachers. No, It's a cross following Jesus. We try to make folk love us. How you can make folk love you when love is not in them? Somebody who really been born again, when they hear the truth, they'll start loving you. Bless his holy name. So that means you just tell the truth and God will fight your battle for you. That's his holy name. In these last days. You help me, buddy. Time is winding up on us. I cry for some folks. I ain't lying. I cry. Literally cry. See how the devil using folks. How the devil using preachers and pastors. And God got it here happening in the last days. And we think that's not us. That's represent us. We represent them folks. In the last day. The church of Laodicea. Don't want to hear nothing about you. Don't even want to let him in. Don't want to hear nothing about it. And that way I'm living this right now. They don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. And I told y'all, I'm telling you again. The next thing they're coming after is the name. Now watch. It's the name. I may be in heaven, but it's going to happen. They're going to try to stop us from bringing up the name Jesus. And if they start that, I tell you what you better do. You better get your pack. Jesus is just about to come. We that got down to the church of Laodicea. That's his holy name. And preachers got to talk about it. Look at 1 Timothy, red wine. 1 through the 3rd verse. 4, 1 through the 3rd verse. 1 Timothy 4, 1 through the 3rd verse.
Now,
listen, you better listen.
The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith.
Listen to it.
Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
This in your Bible, ain't it? See, God know his beginning to the ending. God knows what's going on. He know where I'm scratching his head. Wonder what's happening down there now. He already got it fixed and know what's going to happen. He know his work from the beginning to the end already. Before he made the world, he already had it fixed. The beginning to the end. He ain't got to sit down and scratch his head. Wonder what happened down there in America, you know. He said, I don't know. Huh? See, he already knew it before he said, let there be light. And there was light. God ain't surprised of nothing. It's going on just like he said. So guess what happened right now in the world to us right now, his church. God Almighty. Departing what? Depart from what? The faith. Giving heed to seducing spirit. Demons and devil. Doctrine of devil. We listen to what the devil said. Stick with your Bible.
That's right.
It's happening today. Right now, the 21st century is happening. And we think it's going to get better. It's going to get worse. God Almighty. Don't take it lightly. Don't play with your soul. Don't play with your soul. Oh, boy. I'm asking, do y'all preach sometime? Get by yourself and say, Lord, think about a lost soul. Do y'all think about it? I mean it. Do you think about if a soul be lost? It grieves me. I don't know about nobody else. That means I wouldn't dare play with your soul. See, your soul, I call you to go to hell. God can get me some kind of way. Take a word from me. I'm saved, but take a word or something from me. But brother, souls, we preach to get souls saved. Oh, we remember that.
Yes.
We preach to get souls what? Saved. Those that are what? Lost. God Almighty. So we got to understand that. You hear preachers to help people know Jesus. I don't care what you see out there happening. This or that happening, but you stick with the Bible. Don't let nobody change. And the White House is drowning. I say it's drowning. She's sinking. God Almighty. The doctrine of devils. God Almighty. And they're fixing it up like it's all right. Not all right. Know your Bible. That's just what read on, Paul. Mr. Whitmire. Come on.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Can't nothing get in. Ain't nothing coming out. seal with a hot iron. Speaking lies and all that kind of junk, and the conscience is sealed. God Almighty won't nothing come in. They don't allow nothing come in. They don't want to be saved. They ain't looking to be saved. They try to get all the folks they can to go to hell. Let me say this, y'all. Let me say this. Now watch this. I said this in prayer meeting one time. Just watch this, y'all. Watch this. Now watch us. I know I put a lot of emphasis on getting folks saved. I'm called for that. God knows I'm called for it. Watch this. Now watch us. The most important thing in this whole world is your soul being saved. Ain't nothing else in this world more important than your soul. Think now. I don't care what else you got, what else you own. Nothing you own more important than your own what? Now watch now. Watch. Right now. If we get hear some on the radio, broadcast, on television, see a tornado is coming. A tornado. Severe. Get in your shelter, whatever, if you got one, whatever. They can't get there. Because it's on its way. Yes, sir. On its way. And if we hear something right there, right now, it's just about in Birmingham. Just about we get the news, we just about going to turn out early. Somebody's going to leave if we don't turn out. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch folks. Now watch this. See, we put more emphasis on our body than we do our soul. We'll go and get in a shelter for our body, but the shelter in heaven, we won't go and get in that. Jesus gonna be a tornado one day.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And the preacher trying to get you saved if you're not saved. Yeah. That's the most safest place that a soul can be is in Jesus.
Right.
But they won't come. They think more about their body than they do their soul. Your soul got to keep on living. It can never stop existing. It's got to keep on living. Because it's in the image and the likeness of God.
Yeah.
I've told y'all 1,000 times, I'll tell you again. We're not chickens and ducks and horses.
Yes, sir.
We're in the image of God.
Yeah.
We can never stop existing. That means Jesus come to die for our sin.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He didn't come to die for no chickens and ducks and dogs and cats.
That's right.
But for soul, living soul. Notice in America, we put more emphasis on animals than we do human beings.
That's right.
Your soul. Oh, thank your soul. Thank your soul. Got to get you thinking. Your soul got to stay somewhere forever.
Yes.
Not relaxing. Ain't no second chance. You hear folks say, we get a second chance. No second chance. This your only chance right now on this side to get saved. No where else. This the only place. That means the preacher got to preach so hard he can't be playing with folks' souls. Because their soul got to stay somewhere forever. Ain't no second chance. The devil come to you, that's that foster. Oh, you get a second chance, and it ain't bad, you think it is. It's just gone, you have your fun, bye-bye. All that kind of jive. Your soul will never have no peace throughout eternity. God, read on, rewind.
Forbidding to marry.
Oh, Lord.
And commanding to abstain from meats.
God Almighty.
Which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth.
Forbidding what?
Marriage.
Now. If you don't mind, baby, just let that stay where it is. Now. Red wine, how about read Genesis 1:27?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Amen.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him.
Yeah.
Male and female created he them.
Watch this now. The Bible says what happening in the last day, they doing what? And commanded to abstain from meat. See, now watch this now. If the Bible says get married,
that's it.
Well, who come with another gospel? The Bible said get married. God Almighty. But why are we going against the Bible? And then when the preacher bring up, shack it up, you get mad. If you don't get married, that's committing fornication. Read God got a fix like this because of you living in sin. See, shack it up is a living in sin. Continuous sin. I keep on sinning. It's a lifestyle of sin. I say it's a lifestyle of sin. But the Bible said get married. Oh boy. And watch this now. I know I'm not trying to be popular, you know. You got to tell folks the truth. Two men ain't gonna make it. Two women ain't gonna make it. I don't care how you try to make it a lifestyle. God will not accept that mess to God. You're going against the word of God. That's what don't really sink America. Lord Almighty. That's what really gonna sink America. Oh, that's a lifestyle. And we boast about it. That. Just never make it bad when you boast about your sin. When we boast about our sin, you better watch out. We boast about this. It's sin. Living in sin. God Almighty. Two men came multiply the earth. Two women came multiply the earth. How that other stuff got in there? The devil brought it. The devil brought it. God Almighty. And sometimes, you know, I know sometimes when you get on this, you know, folks get a little hot spin. But I've got to tell you the truth, see. You've got to tell folks the truth, see. I don't want nobody to miss it. You ain't going to go to heaven, wherever you may go. You ain't going to say, Reverend, and tell me. I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord when you see it happening right now. It's happening right now. This happening right now. That's what don't drown America. Watch and see. Just live a little while long and you'll see what I'm saying. Sometimes God got to show some folks. Lord Almighty. And want the church folks to accept that mess. We can't accept it. I'm not telling the folks who's supposed to live right what to do. That's the pastor's job. God Almighty. And I'm not crazy. I know this kind of gospel not popular. Y'all don't know me long enough. I ain't never tried to be popular.
This is catalog number 1647.
I love people so.
Catalog number 1647.
I've been called by God not to play with your soul and this thing going on every day of our life. And preachers ain't saying nothing about it. Church hiding the world, a homosexual, bless his heart, and he could have a man for his wife, and He called the best man, and not the first, the first man, not the first woman, but the first man. All that mess going in a church. That's abomination before God. I say abomination before God. That made God sick on his stomach. If he can't get sick, he better die by now. But he can't get sick, but that made God sick to the stomach. And folks just have memos. These folks got memos. That's abomination. I'll be scared to walk in there. Because it belongs to the devil. That's not Jesus' church. In Jesus' church, you're going to hear the truth. Thank God for some preachers who gonna tell you the truth. This Bible don't lie. We can call it a lie. You can find all you want. Well, we find somebody kind of ramming through the Bible trying to find a lie. Look at themselves. Say, you the lie. How God can lie when he already fixed up everything? He's trying to help folks. I said, God the one come to help folks. He said, the devil is here. Yes, he here. But we got the Bible to direct us. And God gave us preachers and pastors to tell us the truth. Young folks, I love you. I love you. I wouldn't tell you the truth if I didn't love you. But now, you got to think about your soul. See, that's living in sin. That's a living in sin. Continually. That's a sinful life. Continually. Waking up in the morning. All night. All day. All night. All day. How are you going to talk to God? Thank you, Lord, for watching the old man. God got cotton in his ear. Listen to what you said. Watching over you while you sin. Folks got to hear the truth. God Almighty. In these last days, it's happening right now. I keep on telling y'all this, cough. It may not happen everything, but you see it coming up. As plain as those who are spiritually minded. Some of you don't even know yet, but those who are spiritually minded can see it and read this Bible. It's just a plain as day. America is sinking. She's going down. Down, down, down. Down. And she'll, watch this now, and she will never get back up. Now watch. Watch, young folks. She'll never get back up no more. These are the last days of America. Just watch her, how she's sinking. Every day, she's sinking. Because the church, number one, is leaving God for the world. We don't got worldly. God will save the land if the church act right. And that means you got so many false preachers and false folks in churches and doing everything but right. And the folks out there can't see nothing but doing the same thing, huh? Somebody got to shine for Jesus. God Almighty. And we congratulating folks in mess. Ain't there some things like that? Oh. How the world going to get any better? That's being the preacher when they come to church. They ought to hear some truth when they come to church. I'm talking about the real church. I'll be a poor pastor who claimed been called by God and then tell you lies, tell you things like that all right. No, it's not all right. It's a sin. It's a lifestyle of sin. Oh. Preach, Walker. Yes, sir. I tell myself to preach. Oh, Lord. In these last days. Where you stopped off at Genesis? Yeah, keep on. You do? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, now, let's go on a little further then. And my brothers and sisters, there are five more minutes. So many preachers now, in this last days, are preaching a gospel of comfort and prosperity. God Almighty. I said, preaching a gospel of comfort and prosperity to keep from disturbing sinful people in the church. That's right. They don't want to disturb folks. I don't want to be on a pastor who don't want to disturb. Disturb folks. That's what you come to church for, to get the truth from God. God Almighty. So don't want to disturb nobody. God, our job is to disturb you. Not the matter that we perfect, but we try to live a life for Jesus Christ. Our job is to tell you the truth. I feel, let me tell you what I feel sorry for. I feel sorry for my grandchildren. Great grand. Y'all think I'm joking. I just feel so sorry for them, but I just keep praying. You better pray. This world haven't seen nothing yet, and I'm dealing with America. I know what he told me about America. I'm going to stick with it. I know, and I see I'm going straight at it. I know what he told me way back, y'all. 9/11, he told me about America. And I told y'all about it. But it's coming. And I see now why he got me on this so long. I see it coming. You in this day, you at this time, you need to know. You can take me lightly if you want it. I'm the only one not preaching. We got some more preachers preaching the same thing. But they paying us no attention. No attention. These are the last days. They want to be comfort. They talk about me being comfort and prosperity. How I can get some more stuff from God. You better get some joy from God, some peace from God, some long suffering from God. Because these things are going back to the Dutch. But what about your soul? God Almighty. So that's what happened today, my brothers and sisters. There's so many false preachers. Y'all got to excuse me. So many false preachers and pastors now in the last days leading people away from the real true word of God. Leading them away from the word of God. The truth. Stick with this Bible. You think it's going to get any better? It's going to get worse. And worse. Keep living. Keep praying. Tell God to have mercy on America. I mean it. Have mercy on America. It's happening. We're trying to blind ourselves from it. But it's happening. Right here in America. And the main thing, all I can tell anybody, if you're not saved, get saved. That's our only out, is getting saved. And Jesus have it so simple. He have it so simple. The shelter is the word of God, Jesus Christ. So simple, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It can't get no simpler than that. Get saved. That's your safe way out. The only way out is to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. But Reverend Walker, I don't want to join this church, but I want to get saved. Baby, honey, brother, let you confess Jesus Christ is Lord, and if you believe in your heart, you're saved. Then just go where God leads you. I want you what? Saved. I just want you what? Saved. Let God do the rest. I want you what? Saved. I don't want to go to heaven. And I could have led folks to Jesus, and I didn't tell them the truth. Amen. I don't want that on my card in heaven. Yes, sir. I'm called to tell the truth, not lie, to please nobody, but to please God. And I come short of that. Not perfect, no kind of way. But I promise you one thing, I'm going to tell you the truth. If some of you don't know me, I've been preaching pretty good while now. About 40 years. I always preach the truth. What I know about truth, I'm going to walk against it.